live cattle futures continued to firm on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment increased last month, according to one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon. Live cattle futures edged higher with the firm fundamental outlook of what appears to be at least static demand levels and weather-dampened beef production for the near term. Feeder cattle futures softened, likely due most to positioning after the previous session's strong gain. Live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents higher across a range of 5 cents higher to 97 cents higher in spot fed. As for feeder cattle futures, other than an average of 12 cents higher in September and October, they closed an average of 32 cents lower. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed 1 to 2 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were weak on light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 63 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $217.02 a hundredweight. Select was 31 cents lower at $213.10. By the way, there weren't any week-to-week calf and feeder auction trends, reported Prestine. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher again Tuesday, buoyed by positive quarterly earnings reports. There might also have been some betting on the President's State of the Union address scheduled for Tuesday night. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 172 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 54 points. Agricultural producers were more optimistic about the agricultural economy in January, but they remain concerned about farmland values, according to results from the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. That barometer rebounded 16 points from December to 143 in January. It's based on 400 survey responses from agricultural producers across the country. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, this survey provided the first opportunity to measure farmer sentiment following the announcement of USDA's second round of payments in the Market Facilitation Program and the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. He says it appears that these two announcements provided a significant boost to producer sentiment regarding both current and future economic conditions. In January, both of the barometer's two sub-indices increased month to month. The index of current conditions rose 3 points to 132. The index of future expectations increased 13 points to 148. Pessimism about farmland values increased, though. According to the January survey, the percentage of survey respondents expecting higher farmland values over the next 12 months declined 4 points to 13%. Those expecting higher values in the next 5 years declined 2 points to 48%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.